بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome back to this important course. Again, if you're taking the foundations of Arabic with me, this class is going to be really important in the sense that it's going to animate and bring a certain cadence to that kind of classical text, as well as provide you with a lot of vocabulary and a lot of reading opportunities. And I plan to add to this course and the other course a set of readings so that we can actually begin to apply and practice what we've learned, insha'Allah ta'ala. So we've covered now the first three sections of this book, An-Nahw Al-Wadih, and we talked about, you know, what are the components of a proper sentence, the conditions of a proper sentence, and then what are its components. Now we're going to talk about, and this is really important, تقسيم الفعل باعتبار زمني. The word اعتبار means like in recognition of, or in light of, right? So the divisions of verbs in light of زمني, in light of the verb, its tense, okay? And the first tense that they're going to talk about is فعل ماضي. فعل ماضي. فعل ماضي, of course, is the past tense. Right? Very important. تقسيم الفعل باعتبار زمنه. And then the first, الفعل الماضي, the past tense. So the first tense that we're going to talk about are verbs that are found in the past tense called فعل ماضي. الأمثلة, the word أمثلة means examples. جرى الكلب, جرى الكلب, جرى means to bark, right? Or to run, excuse me, like the dog ran. وقف الرجل, the man, he stopped. ضاع الكتاب, the book was lost. دقت الساعة means that, you know, when the clock ticks. دقت الساعة. جاءت البنت, the girl came. بعضت الدجاجة, the chicken laid an egg. بَعْضَتِ الدَّجَاجَةُ. And of course, if you pay attention, you're going to notice on this side, these are all male verbs, hence there's no ta. And these are all male subjects, so there's no ta. And these are all female subjects, so the fa'il is feminine. See the ta marbuta and the ta? Hence, the verb is going to be the same as its subject. Male subject, male verb. Male subject, male verb. Male subject, male verb. No ta. Female subject, in a sense, asa'a has a feminine ta. It's not really a female, but it has a feminine ta at the end of it. So its verb has a ta. Bent, of course, is a female, so it has a ta. Ad-dajaja, a chicken. Has a female ta, so the verb takes a ta. Just pay attention to that because that's going to be important later on, especially when we talk about composition. Okay, al-bath. Bath here means like the discussion, the engagement. Bath really means research, but here it means like, you know, we're going to discuss the above examples. So he says ta'ammali. Here should be kasra. Ta'ammal with sukun is the fi'l amr. But ta'ammali, because there's alif and lam, ta'ammali al-kalimat al-ula. You should think about the first words, fil amthilati sabiqah, tajidha af'alan. So if you think about the first words and all these examples, these are all verbs. These are the subject because of dhamma. The anna kullan, because every one of them, minha, yadullu ala husool amalin fi zamanin khasin. His language is really beautiful, very simple, beautiful fusha, because each one of those words indicates or signifies an action that has happened in a specific time, specific tense. وَإِذَا تَدَبَّرْتَ هَذَا الزَّمَنَ فِي كُلِّ مِنْهَا وَجَدْتَهُ زَمَنًا مَعْضِيًا. And if you were to think momentarily about the tense that each of these indicates, you'll realize that every single one of them, you will discover, is indicating a past tense. فَكَلِمَ جَرَى. So the word he ran. فَالْمِثَالِ الْأَوَّلِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْجَرْءِ فِي الزَّمَنِ الَّذِي مَضَى قَبْلَ التَّكَلُّمِ. So the idea that the dog ran, right? The form of the word is signifying that this running happened before you talked about it, right? So when we talk about tense, what we mean is in relationship to the speaker. So the act that happened before I talked about it is past. The act that happens while I talk about it is hal. The act that happens after I talk about it is mustaqbal, is the future. So he says here in the first example, tadullu ala jar fi zaman alladhi mada qabla takallum. وكلمة وقف في المثال الثاني تدل على الوقوف في الزمن الذي مضى قبل التكلم أيضا. And you know, man, honestly, if you can memorize some of these words and these, the way that he's using them, is very, very important. He's doing some things that are very crucial, and he's training you how to speak and how to use verbs and how to use verbs roots. وكلمة وقف في المثال الثاني تدل على وقوف في زمن الذي مضى قبل تكلم أيضا. So the word he stopped, right, also signifies that it happened before it was spoken. وهلما جرى. This is an important phrase, mashallah. Find it sometimes in a lot of texts. هلما جرى is اسم فعل. It's a word that means and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. Like وهكذا. وهلما جرى. ولذلك تسمى كل كلمات من الكلمات فعلا ماضيا. Because all of those words signify something that happened before you talked about it, then they are all called فعل ماضي. وكذلك جميع الكلمات التي من هذا النوع. And every single one of those verbs that he mentioned above fall under that same designation of being past tense verbs. Okay? القاعدة. Of course, قاعدة is, I mean, the group. قاعدة means a rule. الفعل الماضي هو كل فعل يدل على حصول أعمال في الزمن الماضي. It's very important you remember this. الفعل الماضي, it is every verb which signifies the action happening in the past. Okay, the attainment of an action or the occurrence of an action that happened in the past. The second type of verb we're going to talk about is al-fi'l mudari'. Al-fi'l mudari'. The word mudari', unfortunately, sometimes people talk about it, they say it means present tense. But the real meaning of mudari'a is mutashabaha. Mudari', mutashabih, similar. The word mudari' means actually to be similar to something. Because in many ways, al-fi'l is similar to nouns. We'll talk about that perhaps in the future. For example, fi'l, it takes i'rab. Yaf'alu, lan yaf'ala. A noun takes i'rab. Suhaybun, inna suhayban. So you see here there is this similarity. So it's called fi'l al-mudari', al-mudari' bil-asma'. Ba'id an al-ahruf. And so, you know, that's something we can study deeper in Arabic, but just a little FYI now. Al-amthilatu aghsil yadayya. Aghsilu yadayya. I washed my hands. Al-basu thiyabi. I wore my clothes. Nal'abu bil-kurra. We played with the ball. Namshi fil-huqul. We walked in the field. Yanbahu al-kalbu. The dog barked. Yantabihu al-harisu. The guard, he made people alert. Yantabih. Al-Haris, he made people alert. Ta'kulul bint, the girl she ate. Tathbalu al-warda, the rose wilted. Tathbalu al-warda, and I'm probably assuming that's a word that a lot of people may not know. Tathbalu, to wilt. Some other words I'm thinking maybe people aren't aware of. Yanbahu, to bark. Yantabihu, to alert. Okay? So again, أغسل يديّ, I washed my hands, I. ألبسُ ثيابي, I or my clothing. Now look, modare changes. Nal'abu bil-kurra, not I, but we played with the ball. Namshi fil-huqul, we walked in the huqul, is a field or pasture. Yambahu al-kalbu, the dog barked. Yantabihu al-haris, the guard alerted people. Ta'kuru al-bint, she's eating, the girl is eating. Tadhbalu al-warda, the rose is wilting. So you can see here, I, we, he, she. He's just giving you a few examples of al-fi'l al-mudara. He says, al-kalimat al-ula fil-amthilati sabiqa. The first words in the previous examples, kulluha af'al, all of them are kulluha af'alun, verbs. لِأَنَّ كُلًّا مِنْهَا, because every single one of them, يَدُلُّ, signifies, عَلَى عَمَلٍ, an action, فِي زَمَنٍ خَاص, in a specific tense. وَإِذَا تَدَبَّرْتَ هَذَا الزَّمَنَ الْخَاصَ فِي كُلٍ مِنْهَا وَجَدْتَهُ إِمَّا حَاضِرًا أَوْ إِمَّا مُسْتَقْبَلًا. He said, and if you were to pay attention and ponder, you would notice that each one of those tenses in each one of these words is either going to be now or in the future. فالفعل أغسل يدل على حصول الغسل غسل على حصول غسل في زمن الحاضر أو المستقبل. So I'm washing my hands either now or the future. والفعل ألبس, I'm adorning or wearing, يدل على حصول اللبس, اللبس في زمن الحاضر أو المستقبل, also means either now I'm putting it on or in the future. ويسمى كل فعل من هذا النوع فعلا مضارعا, and each one of those verbs is called مضارع. And this is really, really important. We talked about this in the foundations of Arabic, but pay attention, guys. This is really important. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. وَإِذَا نَظَرْتَ إِلَى الْحَرْفَ الْأَوَّلِ, if you look at the first letter, in each one, في كل فعل من هذه الأفعال وأشباهها, in the first letter, each of the verbs mentioned above and their likenesses, other verbs like them, وَجَدْتَهُ حَمْزَةً أَوْ نُونًا أَوْ يَاءً أَوْ تَاءً. You notice that the first letter is either going to be Hamza, for example, أَغْسِلُ, right, أَغْسِلُ, أَوْ نُون like نَلْعَبُ, أَوْ يَاء يَنْتَبِهُ, أَوْ تَاء تَأْكُلُ, right, أَنَيْتَ. That acronym is very important, أَنَيْتَ. Nate signifies the first letters that are always going to come in front of fi'l mudari, depending on what you're trying to say, like I for a, noon for we, ya for he or they, ta for she or you, and so on and so forth. وتسمى هذه الحروف الأربع أحرف المضارعة أو حروف المضارعة. Okay, either one is okay, inshallah. القاعدة, the rule. الفعل المضارع هو كل فعل يدل على حصول عمل في الزمن الحاضر أو المستقبل. فعل المضارع is any verb which signifies an action that happens present or in the future. ولا بد أن يكون مبدوءا بحرف من أحرف المضارعة وهي الهمزة والنون والياء والتاء. And it is a must that the verb begins with one of the letters of مضارعة, which is همزة, أغسل, نون, نلعب, يا, ينتبه, تا, تأكل. The last verb out of the three, there's only three type of verbs. فعل الأمر, الأمثلة, he says, إلعب بالكرة, إلعب بالكرة, play with the ball. أطعم قطتك, أطعم قطك, أطعم قطك, excuse me, feed your cat. نظف ثيابك, نظف ثيابك, clean your clothes. نم مبكرا, نم مبكرا, sleep early. تمهل في السير. تمهل في السير. Walk in a balanced kind of slow pace. أجد مضغ الطعام. أجد مضغ طعام. What I understand this to mean is like eat, swallow your food, right? شيئا فشيئا. Again, these are all orders, and I may be wrong on this, I have to check. These are all orders. The first words are always called فعل أمر. They happen after you said it. So when you say to someone إلعب, they play after you said it. So that's the future. فعل أمر في المستقبل يعني. أطعم, feed, they're going to do it after you say it. نظف, clean, they're going to do it after you say it. They said here, البحث الكلمات الأولى في الأمثلة المقدمة. Now look how he changed the word. He didn't say السابقة. You know why? Because he just wants to teach you vocabulary. That's why I like this text a lot. You could say السابقة, المتقدمة. Doesn't matter. Either one is appropriate, inshallah. أفعال. Every single word, the first word in all the examples, previous examples, are verbs. Okay? So إلعب. أطعم, نظف, نم, أجد, تمهل. All those are verbs. Okay? لأن كل منها يدل على حصول عمل في زمن خاص. Because each one signifies an action that happens in a specific tense. وإذا تدبرنا, now he doesn't say تدبرت, because again he wants to teach you conjugation without making it a big deal. So if we gave thought to it, you could also say إذا تدبرت, if you gave thought to إذا تدبرت. إذا تدبرت, if I, but here it says وإذا تدبرنا هذه الأفعال. If we took the time to think about these words, these verbs, وجدنا, we would discover المتكلم في كل منها يطلب المخاطب ويأمره أن يأتي عملا في زمن المستقبل. Wow, this is really nice language, mashallah. يطلب, so we would discover that the speaker, المتكلم, from كلام, في كل منها, in every one of those sentences, يطلب, requested, من المخاطب, from the one he's addressing, from خطوة, ويأمره, and also commanded him, and يأتي, to perform عملا, an action, في زمن المستقبل, in the future. ومن أجل ذلك, يسمى كل فعل من هذه الأفعال, فعل أمر. Because of that, every single one of these verbs is called فعل أمر. Because why? It's right here. يأمره. فالفعل إلعب في المثال الأول. So the word play, in the first example, يطلب به من المخاطب إتيان اللعب في زمن المستقبل, is requesting the listener to play with something in the future. وهو لذلك فعل أمر. This is فعل أمر. وفعل أطعم feed في المثال الثاني يطلب به من المخاطب حصول الأطعام في زمن المستقبل, is also requesting from the person being addressed to feed someone in the future. وهو لذلك فعل أمر أيضا, وهكذا يقال في بقية الأفعال السابقة. وهكذا يقال في بقية الأفعال السابقة. And that's what you say about all of the previous verbs. القاعدة, the rule. فعل أمر أو فعل الأمر هو كل فعل يطلب به حصول شيء في الزمن المستقبل. That a verb which is an order is a verb, every verb in which someone is requesting, it is requested that an action happen in the future. Okay? Inshallah, we're going to stop here. Next time, we're going to do the exercises. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Wa jazakum allahu khairan. May Allah bless you and increase you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.